Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
It's always good to visit with you, Bruce.
In an effort to protect swine herds from the risk of exposure to disease through feed ingredients, researchers working in partnership with the Swine Health Information Center have examined the survivability of disease-causing pathogens in feed during transport. What are the concerns when it comes to contaminated feed ingredients?
Yeah, you know, the real issue about contaminated feed ingredients is that that is an opportunity for a direct pipeline to our pigs. We put into place biosecurity procedures on the farm, and with a lot of different things, with people coming in and off of the farm, with service people, with vaccine crews, with all kinds of things, and traffic, people in truck traffic on the farm. And we put those biosecurity things in place to put barriers between the person or the vehicle and the entry of pathogens and exposure to the pigs. So those are all good things. But with feed especially, there isn't in place, unless we do it specifically and purposefully, a way to put biosecurity barriers between the source of the feed and our pigs. That source of the feed may be coming directly from overseas or somewhere that is of concern and going directly into our pigs. We've done research that shows that there is the ability for different bacteria and viruses to affect the health of pigs via feeding and via feed products. And so I think that the real issue here is to try to understand how to better offer biosecurity steps that producers can put in to place in a cost-effective manner between the source of their feed products and their pigs.
What are the factors that have been found to influence the survivability of disease-causing pathogens within feedstuffs during transport? What pathogens and what feed ingredients?
Yeah, so we don't know the total answer to that. That's still ongoing research of what are all the factors that cause things. What we surmise and what we postulate from the research is that there is some sort of protective mechanism, most probably due to protein content, that can happen in a feedstuff that helps protect a virus. For example, the viruses that we use, one we use is Seneca Valley virus, and we use that as a surrogate for foot and mouth disease, and also as an example of a very hardy virus. And when we've done research on the survivability of that virus in, for example, soybean meal that might be imported into the country or might be transported around the country, that virus survives better in the soybean meal than it does even in the media in which it's supposed to grow. So there's something in that soybean meal that is helping to protect the virus from degradation or from degrading over time. We don't know exactly what all that is and why that happens. That's certainly a researchable question, but we expect that it might be due to protein content in some manner. So that's a real point of our research effort, is to try to understand that. And added on to understanding it, it's a research effort to help people respond to it and do better at protecting their pigs and themselves from introduction of disease through those kinds of feedstuffs.
What pathogens are of the greatest concern at this point and why?
Yeah, there's no doubt that African swine fever, classical swine fever, foot and mouth disease, any of those are of the biggest concern because they're foreign to our soil. They're foreign to the country, whether it's Canada or the U.S. or Mexico. They're foreign to North America. And so they, of course, are of greatest concern. If you rank those right now based on the epidemiology and the transmission and all the things that are happening around the country, the movement of African swine fever is of a special interest because of its prevalence around the world, and that might lead to the ability to contaminated feedstuffs that we may be importing into North America. So I think that's probably one of our biggest things right now, is to better understand if and how that can happen. And again, put into place those biosecurity issues, those biosecurity steps between the source of feedstuffs, which may come from African swine fever areas of the world, and our pigs. Without those biosecurity steps, there's a direct pipeline from African swine fever areas of the world to our pigs here in North America.
What options can producers use to reduce the risks of contamination? And given these findings, what we know at this point, what are the recommendations?
So the options that are available is really based on the information and the interchange between the producer and the source of the feed. And what we're encouraging people to do is go to the swinehealth.org website. And on that website, you'll find questions to ask your feed supplier about the biosecurity and the security of your feed components. It gives kind of an outline of the conversation you should have with the feed supplier. That's a good start. From that point on, then question where your feed components come from. If they come from areas of the world that don't have these endemic viruses, these endemic foreign animal diseases, foot and mouth disease, classical swine fever, African swine fever, you probably are at a very low risk of importing those viruses through feed from those types of areas of the world. And that includes Canada and the U.S. We don't have those, so domestically sourcing the feed products would be a good way to prevent introduction of those foreign viruses and foreign diseases through feed. There are other ways you can do it. If you have to import, for example, vitamins or amino acids or some other things from areas of the world that have African swine fever, for example, the swinehealth.org website also includes holding times that are based on research that will enable that virus to naturally degrade in the product over time. So bringing the amount of virus, the amount of contamination down to a level where it may not affect pigs is another important thing that people can do to mitigate the risk. It still may not end up with sterile feed, and that's another reason why it's so important to talk to your feed supplier about the sources of feed and feed components that come onto your farm.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, I will say that with this whole feed risk thing, it's continued work in progress. We want to make sure that we provide enough information to all government agencies so they can evaluate the risk and be able to help us protect our pigs. That's the biggest thing. If this is an opportunity for a virus to be introduced, we want to have everybody on deck and everybody helping and pulling the same way to help protect our pigs and keep these viruses and these pathogens out of North America.
Thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure, Bruce. Thanks for the opportunity.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.